Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We've got articles, archives, Brain Trust members. We got you got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes. We got something you can do there on any topic under the Small Business Sun. My newsletter's there. I hope you subscribe to that. And also our poll question. Every week we ask you a different poll question. We'd like to know what you think. And when you give us your answer, we'll get back to you and two or three different ways on how the poll turned out. In fact, when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how it's going so far at that moment. I'm very excited about having Jay Meeks back on the show. Jay is one of my heroes. He's the executive vice president with Administaff. He's executive vice president for sales and marketing with Administaff, one of our corporate partners. And we're here at the Administaff Small Business Classic. And this is Jay's annual pilgrimage to my show. Jay, welcome back. Thanks for being
here.
Thanks,
Jim.
Thanks for a great week.
You bet.
Jay, small business owners are going through a bunch. There are a bunch of different things coming together, converging for them right now. They're not just the 21st century, the second decade of the 21st century. Those are some changes that are happening. Mm-hmm. The economy is transitioning from a great recession to a slow recovery. We're anticipating an expansion. We don't know when that's going to happen. All that. Now, those are external issues.
Yes.
Then there are the internal issues. My business model. Where are my customers going? How do they want to be served? Is my organization structured for that this new normal that we've got, the external factors?
Right.
And where are we in that time continuum? How are we dovetailing with all that? Every company on planet Earth has to deal with this right now, small and large. Your company, which has been tremendous success for 20 plus years, even though you're doing great, you said we need to make sure that we're aligned with the second decade of the 21st century. And how did you know when you needed to, and how did you do it?
Well, I think the main thing is you got to know who you are. And we identified ourselves early on as a high growth company. And a high growth company means double digit revenue growth.
That's a lot of pressure to put on yourself.
And we've done it for a lot of years. And with the recession, you know, that impacted everyone.
Yep.
You know, even companies like ours. And so as we looked around the landscape, you just started thinking, okay, now what is it we have to do regardless of what's happening around us? If we're committed to the goal of being a high growth company, then there's times when you say, you know, maybe we have to do something different. Maybe we have to be more innovative. And I tell you, that's the thing that, you know, I've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
Recessions are not a bad thing.
They're cleansing.
They absolutely are. The weak people get out. The stronger ones, you know, survive. The creativity that comes out of it. I've seen in our own business how much creativity has come out of wanting to get back to double digit growth.
You know, Jay, hold that thought. But I wanted to relate to you something. When I've talked to audiences face to face, when I've given speeches, I've asked them in the last 2 years, I know you're not happy about how things are, but how many of you have learned something in this period that will benefit you the rest of your life in your business? And if you hadn't gone through what we've gone through, you wouldn't have done that. You wouldn't have known that. You'd be amazed how many people raise their hands.
I mean, it's just like adversity is not something. I mean, that our character comes out in adversity. It's not, I don't think it's created an adversity. I think it comes out in that time. And so you have to ask yourself, you know, what am I all about? Why am I here? What am I trying to accomplish?
Right, right.
And if you have a good feeling about yourself, and by that I mean, you know, you expect the best, you expect good things to happen,
mm-hmm.
Well, then you fulfill that prophecy over time by the actions you take to continue on your business and growing it. I mean, it's not easy, but it's a lot of fun. I can tell you that.
So you guys said, okay, we've had a great model. It's been successful up to now, but things in the future may be different.
Right.
And you, what you're doing now is not because you have to. It's because you're looking into the future and saying, this is where we think things are going. We need to make sure that we're at that intersection when it happens, right?
Correct.
And every business needs to be looking at that, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's you could rest for about for maybe for a week. You know, the dynamic,
that's 5 working days, not 7 days.
Right. You know, the fact of the matter is that our economy is so dynamic. Things are changing so rapidly. You've just got to be on your toes. And, right. And it really brings the best out in business owners, I believe, because the week won't make it. I mean, it's just that simple.
Isn't it one of the keys to keeping yourself cleansed, to keeping to seeking excellence? I found that the key to that in business is to stay close to your customers and ask them what they need, what they want, what where's their pain, what are they frightened of, what are they excited about. Those 4 or 5 questions. What do you think?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we do a survey every quarter with our customers. Actually, a survey every month, but overall, we do a survey every quarter for all of our clients to find out how they're feeling about not just admin staff, but how they're feeling about the economy and politics, you name it, and keeps us really close to what's happening with them.
And a small business, a little retail shop, or a small manufacturing, wholesaling, construction, whatever it may be. They don't have to take a survey to do that. Just go
right.
Knock on the door.
Right.
Hey, it's me. Just want to check on you. How are things going?
Well, you know, years ago, going around talking to our various parts of our company, I was in service centers, going around our service centers, talking to our service folks. And I said, here's the deal. Here's what I want you to do. Next time you talk to a customer, to a client, before you hang up, tell them you love them. Just say, I love you.
I love that.
You know, and I got a big laugh about that, you know. But the fact is, people would put up with a lot of things that maybe don't go right.
Right.
If they think you love them, you know. So.
And see, now, folks, you think I'm out of control because I tell you to say thank you all the time. Jay's put that on steroids. I love them. Well, you know what? I tell my customers that. Because I do. Yeah. Hey, Jay, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, I told you we'd have fun and get smarter when Jay joined us. 10 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.